big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
We're going to try to do some rocking tonight anyway. Hi, everybody. This is Lou Rollo here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. That's 88.7 on your dial. It is July 6th, 2000, and you're listening to The Big Beat Show. We open up tonight's Big Beat Show with a group called The Winners on Rainbow from 1956 with Rockin' and Rollin'. That record did not win for them. Matter of fact, it was a total loser. But it was pretty good enough to start the Big Beat Show. I like to start my show openers are usually pretty jump up tempo things have to do with the music or something like that. Rockin' and Rollin' by The Winners on Rainbow from 1956. I think I got a pretty good show lined up for you tonight. Glad to have everybody out there listening. Old and new listeners alike. Let's kick it off after The Winners with The Stereos on Columbia from 1962. Let's hear Tic-Tac-Toe.
Tic-tac-toe, whoa, 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 whoa. I've caught 694. She said, don't worry, Dad, you got a place to lay your head. She said, don't dream, honey, you got a place to lay your head. Right here with me, put your shoes under Mama's bed. She said, Daddy, Daddy, why should you roam when everything you want is here at home? My baby told me I don't have to ride no more. Says I just hit the numbers, I called 694. She said, don't have to ride no more. That's what she told me.
Don't have to ride no more.
My baby told me.
Don't have to ride no more.
Can't make me quit.
Don't have to ride
too
no more.
Too darn hard to get up.
Don't have to ride no more.
No. Since she called 694. She said, stay here with me, Daddy. Everything's gonna be alright. Please don't leave me, lovely day and night. I'll give you my money, swear I'll treat you right. She bought a house, a yacht, grill and bar. So moved, bought a Cadillac car, my baby told me I don't have to ride no more. We'll say that Jersey numbers, card 694. Come back, Daddy.
Don't have to ride no more.
Love that girl.
Don't have to ride no more.
Best in the world.
Don't have to ride no more.
She's my baby.
Don't have to ride
and
no more.
I don't need baby.
Don't have to ride no more.
No, no, since God
694.
We fought the snow, the rain, the ice and sleet. But now we're living on easy street. No, you don't have to ride no more.
There's a little tune about playing a number. I'll get back to that in a minute. But right after the Stereos with Tic-Tac-Toe on Columbia, we heard something unreleased that came out on Group Classics Volume 2 by a group called, they say, by the 5 Degrees. I couldn't find any listings for any group by the 5 Degrees, so I don't know who they are or for whom that was recorded, but it was called In Everyone's Life, the 5 Degrees on Group Classics Volume 2, CD. And then right after that, The Ravens, issued in December of 1949 on National. We just heard Jimmy Ricks, of course, singing the lead there with I Don't Have to Ride No More. Now, interestingly, even though that came out in December of 1949, the July 1950 issue of the Record Business Trade magazine Billboard had this article from Atlanta, Georgia, as the Ravens were touring. July 22nd, 1950. Here's the article. Two little paragraphs, okay? The bookies were not happy. The number was 694. Here we go. When the Ravens arrive here this week to play a local engagement, they'll find the town's numbers barons a not too cordial lot. Reason has to do with the singer's latest national disc hit titled I Don't Have to Ride No More, which includes something about the number 694. Normally, the bookies wouldn't mind so much. However, the rub comes with the fact that Atlanta's numbers players have placed a family budget on the combination for the past 2 weeks, and it has come out 3 times. Result, the bookies have been refusing to take plays on 694 until after the Ravens have come and gone. That's a fact. That's true. It's from July 1950, Billboard magazine. Interesting. Okay, let's go to Newark's Savoy label. Here's something else by the Four Buddies that I featured last week or the week before. I featured the Four Buddies. Here they are on the Savoy label from February of 1951 with something called Sweet Slumber. And right after that, we're going to hear from the Blenders and then the Five Crowns. But right now, the Four Buddies.
Sweet Slumber. Till dawn, till the last star is gone, I will hold you in my arms again tonight. I can see you in the shadows down a moon-kissed blossom lane. There's a halo wrapped around us for as long as dreams remain. So down a moon kiss
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's Louis Lyman and the Teen Chords on the End label from September of 1957 with Your Last Chance. Let me run that set down for you. First, we heard the Four Buddies from February of 1951 with Larry Harrison on lead doing Sweet Slumber. A little later on in the show, we're going to hear Larry Harrison singing lead with another group. We'll get to that a little later on. Then right after the Four Buddies, we got the Blenders on Decca from 1950 and their version of Count Every Star. Then the Five Crowns on Rainbow from December of 1952. From 115th Street in Harlem, we heard Keep It a Secret. The Five Crowns were Doc Green, Wilbur Paul, Nicky Clark, James Clark, and John Clark. And right now, I think we should... Here's something else by the Five Crowns. This one from July of 1952. We're going to try to get on right now the Five Crowns with You're My Inspiration, and then we're going to go to the Dewdroppers on RCA from October of 1953. But right now, as I said, let's go to July of 1952. From New York City, the Five Crowns on Rainbow. This is really nice. Let's give a listen to... You're My Inspiration.
Well, you're my inspiration. Why leave me to love? Reminding me nightly from heaven above.
Take the place of the old ones. I'll buy you the best hi-fi set that you ever saw. And all the new records.
Oh. No. We don't do new records here. We do old records.
Although you say our love is true, because new love means more to you. I wish you luck in what you do. Someday we happen to meet. No matter.
beyond compare. The first time that I saw you, I became a millionaire. The dream that I see when you're smiling at me
That is the greatest treasure in the world, a love that's better than gold. That was the Shadows with their last of three on Decca with Better Than Gold. It was recorded October 8th, 1953 and issued in July of 1954. Just before that, the Dewdroppers on RCA from October of 1953 with Don't Pass Me By, and the Five Crowns preceded them with You're My Inspiration from July of 1952, as we move right along here on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. Here's a group that everybody calls the Laurels. That's not who they are. They are actually called the Laurels. That's how the group pronounced it. I know that for a fact. The Laurels are not the Laurels, they are the Laurels. So that's where the accent is. When the group spoke about the group, they were the Laurels. This one on the X label, a subsidiary of RCA Victor from June of 1955. I believe this is Bobby Ralph, West Coast singer extraordinaire, doing the lead with the Laurels on this called Truly, Truly. And then we're going to hear Larry Harrison again, this time leading the Dappers on Groove from May of 1956 with That's All, That's All, That's All, which I actually got at a garage sale, a mint copy of that for 2 cents one time. That's right, a mint copy for 2 cents of That's All, That's All, That's All. And right after that, we're going to hear the weather report by the Dixie Hummingbirds. But right now, here are the Laurels.
Yes, I am yours. That's all the chances you will get. It's time you learn to know regret. That's all the time that I'll forget.
Things can be. Well, I don't bother nobody, but they're all the time talking about me. Oh, well, it's cool. You know the water came to my way. And I waited on Abba John. You know the water came over my head. But I saw Jesus. I'm so glad I saw him.
Walking down the stem, a fine kitten who was tall as him. I told her she was just the one I'm looking for. But when I took her hand to pull her in my car, ooh, she flew,
ooh, she flew,
ooh, ooh, ooh. I went around the corner, what did I see? An angel right from heaven looking straight at me. I shuffled up and started saying, howdy do. She didn't say a single word, but ooh, she flew. Ooh, she flew.
Ooh, she flew. Ooh, she flew.
Now, this ain't no jive. If you be a pal of mine, I'll let you drive. She got behind the wheel and never said a word. Stepped down on my gas and left me on the curb. Ooh, she flew.
Ooh, she flew.
Ooh, 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 she flew.
Ooh, she flew.
She flew. She flew.
She flew.
Ooh, she flew.
She flew. She flew to go.
I'm telling you, she flew, yes, she flew, she flew, yes, she flew. Boy, she was flighty, gosh almighty, how she flew.
Oh, yeah, and that set, we heard the Laurels on X, June 1955, Truly, Truly, the Dappers on Groove, May 1956, That's All, That's All, That's All, the Dixie Hummingbirds on Peacock, from late 1956 or early 1957 with Cool Down Yonder, and just now from Newport News, Virginia, the Avalons, also on the Groove label, February of 1956 with Ooh, She Flew. Now, 2 weeks ago, I opened the program up with something by a group called the Dodgers on Aladdin, and I, you know, trying to be funny, I said, not the Brooklyn Dodgers, they're a group out of California, and I know better than that, because even though they're not the Brooklyn Dodgers, that group, the Dodgers, was from Brooklyn. Aladdin did have A&R men around the East Coast looking for talent, and that's one of the groups that they recorded for that West Coast label, Aladdin. But the Dodgers were from Brooklyn, and so was the next group, also on Aladdin label. This is something Bill Swank used to love to play, and I've played this before on the radio, on the show. There was, you know, the Phil Spector group, the Crystals, were from Brooklyn, but before them there was another group from Brooklyn called the Crystals. I believe the lead singer's name was Janella Richardson, a great, great female group. Never get tired of listening to this. Recorded November 14th, 1956, and issued in February of 1957 on the Aladdin label. Here are the Crystals with the great I Love My Baby.
Henry Ford.
Henry Ford.
Henry Ford.
Henry Ford.
Love you, darling.
That's pretty good. I like that. In that set, we heard The Crystals on Aladdin with I Love My Baby. Then we heard Angel and a Rose by the Rockin' Dukes out of Georgia off this new CD called Georgia Vocal Groups. 30 tracks, Georgia Vocal Groups, some unreleased, too. And we then we just heard, that was the Rockin' Dukes, originally on OJ label from November of 1957 with Angel and a Rose. And then we just heard on the Dawn label from March of 1955, the Starlings with I Gotta Go Now. We just have a little bit of time. I'm going to give you a little bit more off of something, really nice song by the Invictors on from about 1962 with This Thing Called Love. Not time for the whole thing, but let's see what we can get.
Stand a chance there.
Cry,
yes, cut it down to
you can imagine how I felt when I found out he was my best friend. And there was joy and days. My heart couldn't stand the pain, so I
I recommend this CD quite highly, and it's really nice. We're listening right now to the Invictors with This Thing Called Love. And may harmony be with you throughout the week, and may harmony be with you throughout your life. I want to take it out with the Five Keys on the King label from, well, it was recorded August 20th, 1959, and released in December of 1959 with Dickie Threat. This is not Rudy West. Dickie Threat sings lead on this with the Five Keys. Here they are, folks, with How Can I Forget You? Until next week, good night.
The beat at the mention of your name. You ask me why don't I get you off my mind, when the answer is plain to see. My love for you is the of some